Hey guys, welcome to the new campfire session of the Interviews with the Haunting Masters, where we will be sharing those stories that have shaped us into the haunters that we are today. As an extra added bonus, once a month, I will be inviting one of you subscribers on the show to share your stories with us. Please let me know if you like this new addition to the podcast by leaving a comment on Podbean or a review on iTunes. Thank you. Now let's roll into the next episode.
Hi, welcome to Interviews with Haunting Masters Campfire Session. We're back on with Wayne Carlton, and we're just going to shoot the shit a little bit about some haunting stories and maybe have a teaching point in them. Wayne, thanks for coming back on. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. And you asked one time that I have any stories, and it kind of made me think of my very first time going turkey hunting. I grew up in the state of Florida. Didn't know anything about turkey hunting. I just wanted to learn. Had an old man tell me, he said, if you'll tell me where the turkeys are, I'll teach you how to hunt. So I told him where the turkeys were, and I thought I was on time, but he was already in the woods, him and his son. And so I learned real quick there, I better be a little bit ahead of time if I want to get to hunt where I want to hunt. But they were calling, and turkeys were gobbling. And me being as naive as I was at that time, I hollered out, hey, Asa, where are y'all at? All the turkeys stopped gobbling. So they were not my friends for a couple of weeks, and then they gradually took me back in. But just learned to respect wildlife and realized that as a young 14, 15-year-old boy, there's a lot to learn.
Absolutely.
So that made an impression on me.
For sure. What was your most outrageous hunt? What was like the most like crazy hunt that you ever had that kind of like is the most memorable, sticks out in your mind?
I think it was second or third biggest bull that I've killed. First afternoon of the first day, I mentioned that earlier. But we actually went over to check this water tank to see if there's any fresh track. And when we got there, there was quite a few fresh track. So I told my cameraman, Philip Vanderpool, I said, Philip, why don't we just hang loose here the rest of the afternoon and see what happens? So had not heard any elk bugle. We just saw that their tracks had been there. We were kind of scouting, getting ready for the hunt in New Mexico. I got there and I cow called, a bugle. Cow called some more. We hadn't been there 30, 40 minutes, and we heard an elk bugle up on the side of the ridge. And before we knew it, there was about 12 head of cows in the tank, dirt tank, drinking, enjoying life. And here come a big 6x6, scored, I think, 350-something. It was certainly a nice bull. And I had already ranged to find the – I did a range to see how far it was across the pond. It was 60 yards. So when he's on the other side, I knew I wasn't going to shoot. But as he swam over towards me, he looked like Esther William with horns. And when he got within 25 yards, I took him. Nice. That was the first afternoon of the hunt. So Philip wasn't even ready. He didn't even have the camera tripoded. He didn't have it on. So we lost some footage, but we got enough to make a good show out of it.
Awesome.
And you got to be ready for the moment. Thinking back again now, on coyote hunting, and I got some coyotes barking a pretty good ways away, so I slipped in, got the wind right, slipped in, and I started squalling on a diaphragm call. And here they come. I could see them coming through the pinions. And snow was flying off their feet. Man, it was pretty. And I shot the first one and got there. He's about 15 yards away. But the diaphragm call allowed me to do that. If I could hold my bow in both hands, I could hold my bow and keep on squalling. And literally, I let the coyote run to the end of the arrow.
Yep.
And the closest I've ever had a coyote to me is 12 inches from the end of the shotgun.
Wow.
Good stuff. Well, hey, Deacon, run, partner, but I got to go.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Bye-bye.